Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bodd. Good morning.
Good morning.
It is 6 minutes after the hour of 7 right here at KCNR 1460. Phone lines here 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I just checked it out.
So well, you know, it's really funny because you said you're like finding your Monday morning.
Well, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, we get here early, and I should spend an extra minute cleaning out our read book here, because it's just, you know, it's filled with stuff from, you know, last week, and so I needed to kind of pull all that stuff off.
Hey, we're in the home stretch of August.
Home stretch. This is it.
This has been a long month.
And Bad Bob just sat there, and he fiddled. Wow. August slipped away.
Well,
good morning, Bad Bob.
Bob brought his boat home.
And good morning. Yes, we finally have our boat on our property, so we can start working on it. Beautiful sunrise this morning. A little bit of cloud off to the east, making for a nice multicolor sunrise.
Red in the morning. Sailors take warning. Did you do that?
Didn't take particular warning because my live-in meteorologist says it'll be cooler, but not much else going on.
It's going to be a great week. It's going to be a great. You could have just said your sleepover meteorologist instead of your live-in.
Oh, my God. It's so funny to sit with Brenda because, you know, Brenda's a lot of fun. She is a lot of fun. She's really smart. And they start going into their mind number crunch thing. And I just have to, I'm like, woo, they're just somewhere else.
It's like
I love
the outer,
it.
It's like the outer limits.
Like, they said to do that little square. What's that square thing that you can line up? What's that called?
The Rubik's Cube.
Rubik's Cube. They can Rubik's Cube in their sleep, and that's probably...
Did you know,
they
like,
talk
the record for a Rubik's Cube is like 2 seconds or 3 seconds? I mean, it's some. I mean, this guy looks at it, and they give it to him, and it's like... And it's done. It's like, wait, nobody, no. And but you watch him do it. They even have to slow it down.
Yeah. Thus far, her brain has not filled up, Linda.
Well, I can give her some of mine. I love it because this, okay, it's an inside joke. And let's have fun. It's Monday morning. One day, they were talking to me, and my head just, my eyes just get, I don't know if it's because I'm working on, I don't know. You know how it, and I just, you know what? My head is full. My head is full. I can't get one more thing in. And I'm trying to empty part of it, but somewhere it just can't accept any more information at this point. So, and I could have been when they were talking about some kind of mathematical equation of why the sun rises at a certain time and why,
you really are eggheads.
It was an atmospheric thing. And no, you're Comic-Con, you guys are my favorite geeks.
Well, we try not to be.
Oh, I adore you. So, and I guess what? When I was in high school, I loved to hang around. I didn't hang around even though I was a cheerleader and all that stuff. I really loved my geek friends and drama friends.
Why she married me.
You know, the people that would have their glasses put together with a Band-Aid. You know, I like these people. We're all one anyway. Good morning, and it's 63 degrees, and you know what I'm talking about. It's sunny today with our highs of 95.
Linda's on a roll today.
Partly cloudy with tonight's around. Well, you know what? It's better to be joyful than to be curmudgeonly. Partly cloudy night with our lows of 62. Tomorrow calls for a high of 91. Well, wait till you read the headlines. Oh, we get some doozies. Tuesday night, lows of 59. Wednesday, highs of 92. And we have a great week ahead of us. You know, I found myself layering this morning. That's a great thing. You know,
layering.
I love it. I did.
Layering.
I layered.
We're talking about my sister and my brother-in-law and layering. They're having an argument, and I'm in the back of the car. And they don't argue a lot, but they were arguing about, when he was driving, she said, well, watch out when you're merging here. I mean, this is right at the beginning of the trip we were getting ready to make. And he goes, I was watching when I was merging. And she goes, well, okay. He goes, you don't need to tell me to watch this because I was watching.
Oh,
and,
boy.
And then they become quiet. And after a while, you know, you could see that there's some, you know, temper going on here. And I'm sitting in the back seat, and then my sister says, it's getting a little warm in here. And it's just, that's all she says. She says, I'm getting a little warm. And then and Steve is a fixer. He has to fix things. He goes, well, you could roll down your window. Well, and then she goes, no, it makes too much noise. He says, you want me to turn on the air conditioning? No. And then there's quiet. She says, I think I have too many layers on. And I swear, when she said that, you could just see Steve surrender. When she says, I think I have too many layers on. Because then he goes, well, why don't you take off your sweater? It's a little crowded. I'm rolling around
my
in the
head is
back.
Full.
I am rolling around in the back seat. I'm laughing out loud.
My gosh.
And they're both looking at me. I said, I'm sorry.
This is Southern humor.
This is just breaking me. I know it's probably not as funny to you.
No,
out
it's
there,
a Southern humor.
Not even Southern humor. It's man woman interface.
Okay.
Where he says, "Don't tell me how to drive," and then she starts at him. Well, it's warm in here. Well, should I turn the air conditioning? No. And then it's like, Bob, do you know what I'm talking about?
Absolutely.
Oh no, man. See, there is no way. As soon as
you aren't supposed to fix it, you're just supposed to.
Yes.
Be aware of
yes,
it.
Yes, be aware of it.
But
okay.
Be aware of this.
Again, 63 degrees, and the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
where it's a veteran-owned business.
There you go.
Veteran-owned business that has discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. Great people over there, Chuck and Judy Kinney. You know, I'm not going to talk about...
Not yet.
Not about him.
No, but I want to go through the headlines
quickly.
And when I open it up, I'm going to go down the column... And you can decide whether you want to comment or not. How's that? These are the top stories when I open up USA Today. And I don't know if you say it's Milan or Mylan. It's M-Y-L-A-N, and it's a drug company.
Mylan.
I'm thinking it's
Mylan.
Mylan.
Uh-huh.
To offer generic EpiPen for 50% less.
Wow.
Okay, because they jumped in there.
I thought you couldn't do EpiPen. I thought there's only one company that can make the EpiPens. Obviously not.
I believe that it's been long enough that's been on the market that the exclusive has expired.
Okay, we'll find that out.
Well, if they can do them for 50% less, that only makes
it twice as much as it used to be.
Yeah, it's only twice as much.
Well, we'll find out. We'll go deeper into that story today. Anthony Weiner.
I want to talk about him later.
Well, okay. But anyway, he'll be in what we're going to discuss later.
Oh, I wish.
Tropical depression takes aim at East Gulf Coast.
I think the whole country's in a depression. What are you talking about?
Okay.
On that one right there is they're telling the governor of Florida is telling people to get prepared because this could be a bad one.
Five things you missed at the VMAs. Okay, I was telling Carl, you know, there was a time in my life that I was thick in the music scene and I taped everything. I went to a lot of shows. I knew who was doing what, who wrote what, who was producing. And it was just really my world. I am so far removed. It's not even funny. VMAs, five things I missed. And ask me if I care.
I don't know what VMA means.
It's horrible.
What's VMA mean?
Video Music Awards.
Video Music Awards.
Video Music Awards. See, when you were listening to your Marconi set, there were no Video Music Awards.
Yeah.
Who's the one that's trying to get me to take a ham operator's test?
Yeah, but that's coming back
Robert.
To basics.
That is coming back to
that's
basics.
Coming back to, like, you know, yeast. Okay.
Everybody in here is laughing, but we don't know why.
Okay, here's, like, this is the headlines. Okay, we're going to talk about Kaepernick. That's down the road.
Oh,
Ariana Grande's spin class ends with warm down. This is USA's headlines. Five key points from Kanye West VMA speech. Do we care? The best deals for Amazon Kitchen Deals Day. Okay, we care.
Now, this is Gannett, who owns USA, but also owns the Record Searchlight. Notice any changes?
It's been changing.
Have you noticed
me.
The Record Searchlight
changing?
Because
this has been my go-to for 8 years since we've been online, on air. I have gone to USA Today in order to bring something. I tell our listeners, I share with our listeners, our wonderful, loyal Rat Pack, we love you,
chat
that we go, what did I call it?
Rat Pack.
Okay, our chat pack. kidding. They're cool. They're cool like the Rat Pack. So I go from USA Today, Huffington Post, but she had some funny stories on there and some other things, but she is just so anti-Trump. It's really hard. You just have to siphon through. And then I go to Drudge Report. So these are the three that I kind of, then I go to World Headlines. Okay, the last thing. Obama's own executive order requires intel briefings.
Intel briefings to both of the candidates. One who is not sophisticated enough to handle that, according to the FBI. I can't believe this. You can't write this up. Hey, look. Anyway. Hey, the good thing about this weekend, again, was all the things that we did, we always end up in bed at night, which is always a plus.
Thank you. I'm glad.
Which is always a plus.
I'm glad we're standing and we're laying.
That's right. We run around all day and then we lay down at night on our sleep number bed. And I can't tell you what.
Must not forget.
My sleep number setting is 60. It's been 60, and I'm really happy with that. Linda's sleep number setting is?
We have one control, but on that one control, we have dual, the left side and the right side, dual control. So
dual air.
Dual air.
Mattresses.
So I do 40.
You do 40.
And I've been staying at 40. I think in the fall, though, it's going to change.
We each have our own sleep number setting.
Mm-hmm.
We can sleep the way we want. We don't have to agree on everything. And before, sometimes you just have to settle. You don't have to settle when you've got a sleep number. And sleep number right now is offering the biggest sale of the year, the Labor Day sale. And right now, all beds are on sale, and you can save 50%. Okay, just think about that. 50% on a Labor Day edition delivered at 50% on a Labor Day limited edition bed.
That's a big time for mattress sale.
Think about this. Think about this. This is the three parts of health are nutrition, exercise, and sleep. And the sleep part is on a mattress that's rated number one by Consumer Reports, made in America, it's guaranteed. You can't get any better than this mattress. We've been on it now for over 2 years and just love it. Trish Clark has had hers for over 10 years and loves it. We can't say any more than that, except go on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go over to the Sleep Number store. See Brian Janice or any of the professionals over there. Lay on the bed and try it. You know what? It will cost you so much less money than you would possibly imagine. You think, oh, it's going to be so expensive. No, it's not. And right now they're having this huge sale. Head on down there. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott.
When we get back, let's talk about Kaepernick.
Kaepernick. Let's talk about Colin Kaepernick.
Explode on Kaepernick and call in. Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Is there anything more relaxing on a warm summer day than your patio? Budget Blinds is locally owned and operated and knows how to make your outdoor space in our area as comfortable as possible. Jerry and the whole Budget Blinds staff offers proper installation of patio shades and exterior window coverings, including solar shades, which can help you save on costly energy bills. Budget Blinds Redding Red Bluff also offers a variety of breathable fabrics and exterior window coverings, including window screens. Don't wait any longer. Give your patio or porch an upgrade with stylish, sturdy patio window coverings coverings. Enjoy shades that gently filter passing breezes while perfectly complementing your outdoor theme. You'll relax on your patio or porch knowing you've got the perfect fit and highest quality service.
My goal for our customer here at Budget Blinds is when we walk out of the house, it's nicer than it was when we walked in. The customer got exactly what they wanted. If you're in need of custom window covering, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web, budgetblinds.com.
Coming to the Cascade Theater September 8th, Sean Colvin and Steve Earle. Together, two old pals on the road. Don't miss this rare opportunity to catch two multi-Grammy winning stars sharing the Cascade Theater stage. Sean Colvin and Steve Earle. Thursday, September 8th at Redding's Cascade Theater. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with me, John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage. We know how to say approved. I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience. So call me today at 945-9660. Let's get you into your dream home.
Access Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1096314.
Let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. With Carl and Linda Butt, do you want my love? Yeah! 7:23 in the morning right here at Free Fire Radio. 63 degrees, going up to 95 today. And you know, it's going to be a lot nicer week. We may even hit 89 on Wednesday. Think about that, 89 on Wednesday. It's going to be out in the 60s during at night. Be have the windows open. Won't that be nice? 605-4567. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Properties by Merit. And Properties by Merit and Agent Cody Titus. Cody's thrilled to represent buyers and sellers and does just a great job. She can take on any project and be successful. That's right, be successful, whether it's a home, a commercial property, or anything. Check out her website at pbmerit.com, or you can reach Cody at 209-0721, Properties by Merit and Cody Titus. All right.
Permission to celebrate something briefly, sir.
Of course.
Labor Day, of course,
it's coming.
Labor Day
this
coming
weekend.
Up
this weekend,
and the kids are back in school, which means that there's a lot fewer person out on Shasta Lake, which means it's more open. It is only, relatively speaking, 52 feet down at this point, which means there's a
That's
lot
really
of water to
That's
load.
That's really good, 52 feet down. And
we're going to go out on our houseboat with our favorite marina.
That's right, out there, and going to have a great time on the lake. Hey, what, Bob?
I was just thinking, I have to find out when you're going to do that.
Well, we're going to do it. Okay. Going out, we'll all
we're
going to
book it.
Do that.
Let y'all know about it.
Colin Kaepernick refuses to stand for the national anthem during the football games.
All right. Now, you know, I was going to just bring this up because it's headlines everywhere, and they interviewed him. And there's an article of the Vikings, Alex Boone, who says it's very difficult for him. If he had been on the sidelines with Kaepernick, who sat down and is still continuing to say after, you know, getting this huge fallout, Alex Boone said, you know, my brother was a Marine. And it's really, when you think about
not standing for the national anthem.
Not standing for the national anthem and what it respects and the people who have lost their lives. This is an outrage. So my question and our question is going to be, but anyway, going back about respect, that's my biggest pet peeve. And anybody who knows me knows, you know, I can handle a lot. But if I feel disrespected or I think that somebody's disrespecting the country or disrespecting the memory of our, people who've served this country, that is what the red, white, and blue stands for. It's the blood, it's the brains, it's the bones, it's the heart, it's the soul of those people who've lost their lives for our freedom. and think about their brothers, their sisters, their parents that have lost their loved ones, that fought in these battles in order for you to have your freedom. So go, your turn.
Well, Colin Kaepernick has said, I'm not standing because this country, I think this country stands for oppression of people of color. You know, those people are oppressed. They're, that police are trained less than cosmetologists. And that there's, after they murder people, they then get a paid leave. And I can't stand up for a flag that is that what it stands for? Now, Colin, let's think about this. This is a man who can't even play football anymore. He's not a starter. Was adopted, and he's biracial. He's adopted by white parents, raised in, I would think, a loving atmosphere. I'm not sure it appeared that it was, and was provided every advantage that a young man could have when he's growing up, much more so than, say, kids from the inner city. He comes up, he has a natural talent in football and, you know, and is a star until people then start playing against him in a defense, you know, that faces his strengths. And then they put him, they tear him apart. He then loses his starting job. He still gets a guaranteed $12 million a year. Let's think about this. He is so much, he is so high up in the one percenters, but he gets guaranteed $1 million a year. I mean, $12 million a year. That's $1 million a month. Whether he throws the football, hands the football off, or anything, he just has $1 million a month. And he's 27? And he refuses to stand for this. Now, Alan West, who is also a African-American male who is in the armed services, said that, how could you do this? My father fought in World War II. He says, there's so many of my family have been veterans. And you're saying that there is nothing wrong. You know, you say that this country oppresses black, you know, oppresses blacks, murders people of color and all this. He says, look at the way, instead of you complaining about it, what have you done? And this is my question. What have you done, Colin? What have you done? Have you taken any of your money and gone over to Oakland or even parts of San Francisco and helped kids in the inner city, black kids or people of color in the inner city with schools? With buying them the books maybe they need, or maybe, you know, helping the schools out. How much of that money that you have has gone into that to try and help that? What have you done to help communities that are under siege? Chicago, Philadelphia. Have you ever, when you say that, oh, this country oppresses the minorities, have you ever thought what that means to those young men and women that are younger than you and older than you, that are out there on the lines, losing their lives, as one did last week, another one last week, the thousands that have lost their lives in the fight against terror, so you can still go on out there and play football? Which, if you think about it, football has become such a money sport that it's, when you get paid $12 million a year for not doing anything, you have to start thinking about the what is football really about? You know, you say, oh, football is you know, it's America. Is it America? Is it America, that 1%? Is it stand for those, you know, for those steel workers that don't have jobs anymore, that are still out there buckling for work? The people in the farm countries that they're losing their farms because of the cost of corn is way down. John Deere tractors shutting down, laying off 3,000 people. Is that, you know, here's what it is. And yet football is raising its prices and it can afford to pay people like you $12 million for not playing. And what have you done except complain? What have you done to try and fix things? And trust me, Colin, when somebody comes after you with a club, as sometimes people do, you will count on police to rescue you. And when they are there and they put their lives on the line and they do rescue you, as they do rescue and stand between people of all colors in violence, what will you say then?
I think we should take phone calls after the break, don't you think, Carl? I'd really like to hear from our listeners. Do you think this is opening a conversation? Do you think he's using his platform in, he's taking football and using it as a platform to talk about making a stand on something that's divided? He did say in a comment, Carl, he said he wanted to talk about the presidential candidates. You have, this is his quotes. You have Hillary, who is called black teens or black kids super predators. You have Donald Trump, who's openly racist. We have a presidential candidate who has deleted emails and done things illegally and is a presidential candidate. That doesn't make sense to me, because if it was any other person, you'd be in prison. So what's this country really standing for? These were his comments as well. How do you feel about this? Do you think it's a place as a pro football player to make this kind of stance in the middle of our season?
Is there a better way of doing that? Hey, we're going to be right back. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Dandelion, though, who is a happy place to go to, 1322 Pine Street. Head on down there if you're looking for the right place to buy that perfect gift for your loved one.
Or for yourself.
It's Dandelion, 1322 Pine Street, from Brighton.
I'm ready for my fall bag.
You're ready for your fall bag. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm sure that the Brighton, I'm sure they have that collection of Brighton. That'll be everything that you can get there. Anyway, come on downtown to Dandelion, head to toe. You can walk out happy, great buys. Dandelion, located at 1322 Pine Street. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott. 7:33 in the morning. It's 63 going up to 95.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, I'm Cody Titus with Properties by Merit. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you can count on me to get the best results. Not only do I represent both residential and land, but I also specialize in rural properties and ranches. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become a reality. Call or text me today, Cody Titus, at 209-0721.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
As I watch the politics on TV, I am reminded of my college political science instructor, Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said that no matter what a politician said to get in office, once there, self-preservation became the most important thing. In other words, keeping the job became more important than doing the job. Benefit to the country became secondary. He was a little cynical because he had worked in politics for many years. Politics in Washington was never meant to be a lifetime occupation. Citizens were expected to serve a term or two and then return to private life. Politicians were never meant to become wealthy in office, yet we see reports of individuals amassing millions of dollars while in office. It's time to vote for America's interests first. Become an informed voter. To do less is a disservice to your country. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Redding at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. 25 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. 63 degrees going up to 95 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Only because I want to see the look on Carl's face when I tell him this is by the Smashing Pumpkins.
It's all right.
Oh, I knew that.
Oh, okay.
I have that. Oh, no, no. That's on my playlist.
Oh, very good.
That was a lie. I have no. I don't even know who's the Smashing Pumpkins. 605-456. I do know them.
He's great.
605-4567 is our phone number. Here, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know what? You can't get any better than Jeff Wurst. If you've got a chip in your windshield, whether it's tiny or a crack over 2 feet in length, he can fix it. He fixes it, guarantees it. And if anything happens to that, just bring it back in and he'll fix it again. Not that he ever needs to. I've had a 12-inch crack in my windshield since I've had that truck. So it's been like 8 years there. And it's never gotten any bigger. You still can't see it. It's down in the bottom. It's absolutely fabulous, the things he can do with a windshield. Head on down to 3208 Market Street, South Market, or call 241-8373. That's Crackmaster Windshield Repair. It's a veteran-owned business. And we salute Jeff Wurst as our veteran there. Okay. We were talking about Colin Kaepernick and as things that, you know, people, I'm starting to hear people writing things in that he is converted to Islam. I don't know if that's true, and that he's getting married to a girl who's on the radio and from Berkeley. So I'm just wondering if that's true, because it's not one of those. We're looking that up. That came across the chat room. Okay, let's move on right now. Anthony Weiner.
Oh my goodness.
Caught again sexting. Now, you know who his wife is. If it wasn't for who his wife is, probably we wouldn't even be talking about it anymore. But Anthony Weiner, of course, is this congressman who was caught sexting to teenagers, his naked pictures of himself. You know, he said, yeah, I did, only did it one time. Then, like, another 100 came out. Well, then, you know, he resigned from the Congress. He was no longer a congressman. His wife is Huma Abedin, who is Clinton's. One of her primary advisors, one of the people that is closest to Clinton, and has been under close scrutiny too, and questioning about what's going on with these servers and all the emails. But that's her husband, Anthony, and it's amazing that she's still married to this jerk. First of all, if you just have to listen to him for a little while, and you realize how full of himself he is. But anyway, he gets caught again sexting, you know, his in his whitey tighties. And significant, you know, with a significant photo of himself in there. So, Anthony Weiner, one more time. If you don't, well, just when you think Anthony Weiner's going away, here he comes again. Just kind of like, what's the guy's name? The swimmer. Lochte. When you think, okay, that's all over, and then they do an impression of him at the Video Music Awards.
Mm-hmm.
So, just when you think that Ryan Lochte thinks, okay, It settled down. Boom. Here it comes again.
So, you know, it's really interesting.
Except he's not trying to do it, and Weiner is.
Well, over the weekend, okay, I want to go back to Kaepernick for a minute, because we started with that, we went to Weiner, and then, okay. So, over the weekend, we were listening to a program. I don't know if it was a sports program, something that we were in en route. And there was a guy on that was talking about how you know, when you're kind of at the end of your career and or going kind of sliding downhill, and that what it's like when you have made all this money and really nobody wants you. You can't get drafted or not even drafted, but another team wants to buy you. And so they were talking about, they're screaming on the radio on this program about that this could be the case with him. And I don't know. I would think if you were a team owner, there are rules.
Well, I think their bottom rule is money, and that they see this could be a detriment to people showing up for games. Like,
as long as Kaepernick's there, why would I even want to watch a 49er game? Because the 49ers said, oh, he's got the right to do this, blah, 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 blah. And you know what? He absolutely does. He absolutely does. They could say, you know, we do not agree with it, but he has the right to do it. But they didn't say that. So the thing is that he does have the right to say that, and Bob put his life on the line for him to be able to do that. Many others in our country have done that. Many millions have done that, and it's right. And you know what? I applaud the fact that he has the right to do that, and if he wants to do that, that's fine. But let him take the repercussions on this. Then if something happens, if he doesn't get picked up by another team who really doesn't need the drama, and he's, let's face it, he is down to a second-string quarterback now, where he just 2 years ago, and you know, and then we were defending him 2 years ago, in the sense, and I still would, is that here he comes from the very top, and he loses his coach, he loses the quarterback coach. People start defending him, his line goes away, and they start hitting him. So it brings him back down to reality. And when it does, he doesn't handle it well. He does not handle it well. And then it goes into the, and then it comes into this, where he has to malign the flag and our whole country of being oppressive to people of color. And if you ask people of color, I don't think that they would, the vast majority would agree is that the whole country is oppressive toward them. And yet that's what he is, that's what he's saying. Essentially, is the country, the flag stands for an impressive country.
Both the 49ers and the NFL have, in true politically correct fashion, supported his decision.
Well, but you know what? They would not let the Dallas, you know, Dallas Cowboys wanted to wear a helmet sticker in support of those five policemen that were murdered in Dallas. And guess what? NFL wouldn't let them do that. Of course, that would be... That would be non-politically correct for the NFL to do that. NFL, okay. And yes, America, NFL is America. Okay, you're right, RTE. But has it become a point here where it's become so big that they really, do they really still care about the fans and what the fans think? I guess the bottom line is that it's still bottom line for it's a business when it gets right down to it. Okay.
On other news, Donald Trump is reportedly holding debate preps, including a meeting Sunday, but has spurned a formal coach, a traditional rehearsals ahead of the first debate. Now, his second session was set at the weekend home in New Jersey and to include former Fox News chairman Roger Ailes, conservative radio host Laura Ingraham, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, Rudy Giuliani, and his eldest daughter Ivanka. So it's interesting. He's learned the wrong lessons from the primary. And so they're all helping him in his upcoming debate. And I love the fact that Laura Ingraham's in there with him.
Laura Ingraham is take no prisoners type, too.
Yeah.
I think people don't understand how this could go, is that Hillary Clinton is going to be, you know, she's going to be asked a lot of questions. Now, you know, the commentators are going to be easy on her, but there's a lot of questions that she needs to answer to the general population of why would you say this? So, you know, why would you tell people it was a video that was causing this attack? Why would you tell the parents of these young men that were killed and instead of just tell them the truth, that it was an Al-Qaeda type attack? You know, why was my, you know, their sons were there to protect people. That if they had just said out front, this was an Al-Qaeda attack. We didn't see this one coming. You know, boom, boom. It would have been over. It would have been over. But of course, it's not now because of the lying and the subterfuge. And then you get into, when you start getting into these servers and all this, even Bill Press, who can't get much more liberal and to the left, said the Clinton Foundation, if she wins, the Clinton Foundation needs to be ended. If she wins. And he, you know, he goes on with these little, he says, yes, it does look like there could be a real problem here with where's the State Department in and the Clinton Foundation begin. But that's just minor. You know, of course, it's not minor, but that the Clinton Foundation needs to go away. So they're admitting that there's some stuff going on here that is just, you know. So, okay. What else? Oh, Obamacare.
Hmm.
Oh. You have something, Bob?
We can do it after the break. I just had an interesting thing that popped up on the screen here.
Oh.
Okay, because I want to talk about Obamacare. And the Democrats in Sacramento managed to stick it to the veterans one more time this last week. One more time they managed to step on veterans here. And you try to figure out why they would do that when they pass so many other bills that's helping illegals go to college and bring them across and giving them sanctuary and all this. Yet when they get a chance to help veterans in rural counties, oh, not so fast. Oh, they're just veterans. And these are the Democrats. I want to say it again. These are Democrats that are doing this. Not all Democrats. But we'll talk about that when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week with Espresso Joes and great, great coffees and colder drinks. And then, of course, walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that is simply outstanding. A veteran-owned business, and Joe and Shelley do so much for our community. I mean, they do so much for our community. And they don't raise the flag when they do it. They don't wave a flag. Oh, look what we're doing. Oh, look what this. No, they just do it. And I think it's one of those things that, you know, they do things because it's the right thing to do. And Joe and Shelley do that from Tobacco and Brew. Again, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 15 minutes until the hour of 8.
Saturday, September 10th, bring your family to the fair, the annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair.
Hi, my name is Chad David here at Orchard Nutrition Center. We've been holding our annual health fair for several years now. Our goal is to show the community what's out there for organic, GMO-free, natural, show what vendors are actually local to Shasta County, Trinity County.
You'll have an opportunity to sample some of the Orchard Nutrition Center products and talk directly to vendors. Enjoy great food from the barbecue, including chicken and sausage from Smart Chicken, beef from Hat Creek Grown, and the always delicious Orchard Pizza. Entertainment from blues guitar singer Jimmy Limo, and plenty of fun for the kids, including a reptile party, raffles, and much more. The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, September 10th, at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. For more information, visit them on Facebook or online at orchardnutrition.com. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Come on down to the Air Force Memorial Show and Shine at the Anderson River Park Moose Grove on Saturday, September 24th from 10 till 2 p.m. This end-of-summer blowout event is free to the public and features your favorite Porsches, Corvettes, Mini Coopers, exotic supercars, and cars from the British Car Club. And be sure to get your mouth-watering tri-tip dinner for just $12. All proceeds support the Air Force Memorial Project. See you there.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds Thursday, September 1st, inside Elements at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come join me, Linda Bot, as I get to sing my favorite jazz standards with some of the great North State musicians. My special guest will be Rick Hill on guitar, along with Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Garimani's on drums, and Cleveland Bonet on keyboards. That's Romance on the River Thursday, September 1st from 7 to 9 p.m. Call 247-3377 for reservations today, and we'll see you there.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. If that doesn't wake you up on this Monday morning.
If Linda doesn't wake you up on this Monday morning.
65 degrees in the downtown studios. Good morning.
Yeah,
it's going to be a beautiful
day. People are starting to wake up
95
now.
Degrees. Bob's found a few things. I know before we hit the 8 o'clock hour, we do have a couple things we want to cover.
All right. Let's talk about Backpacker Get Out More. It's going to be here in town on September 8th. Right out. Get Out More 2 from Backpackers Magazine. It's going to be at Reading Sports LTD on Hilltop Drive. And the Get Out More brand ambassadors offering a season advice with an in-depth 75-minute seminar that will both inspire and educate participants about backpacking. Shasta Library Foundation, Taste of Cuba.
September 10th, mark your calendars. It's going to be a wonderful event that's going to be held at the Civic. And we'll have a cigar roller and dancers and the Pack Park Band.
Silent auction.
Phenomenal thing. And Carl and I emcee this. We've done Taste of Spain, Taste of Thailand, Taste of Greece.
Now, for all my friends
Taste
out there,
China.
This has got nothing to do with promoting the political situation in Cuba or anything else. All right? This has nothing to do with it. They've just picked the country to have a taste of, and all the money goes to help the library. It doesn't go for anything else. It goes to help the library's
foundation and endowment fund.
And Anderson, Bernie, and Redding, okay? The reason I'm kind of chuckling is because I don't think of things like that, yet somebody called me and said, hey, there's some talk about why are we having something about the...
Never mind.
Now, the
it's
other
all
one is
good stuff.
Big Head Todd and Monsters, a tribute to Willie Dixon. You know, I just got to keep saying that in the Monsters with Mud Morganfield, Billy Branch, and Ronnie Baker Brooks. Going to be here September 22nd at the Cascade Theater in a performance series. We're talking fans of blues music right there. Get your tickets on CascadeTheater.org or just stop by their box office at 1733 Market Street. Okay.
Let's go to the phones before we get going into some other subjects here. Good morning, Roberta.
Well, good morning, everybody.
Hello.
Hey, I was listening to a panel on race relations. Do you know that they are still using the comments that Trump made to Cheadle here in Reading as proof that he is racist?
Yeah.
This was a national show.
You know what? Here's the thing about once you say something or it's photographed, it will always be with you, Roberta. So aren't we glad that we didn't have that back when we were college?
Boy, I guess so. But
I guess so.
It's just an example that they don't have any real substantively things to go by when they say that somebody is racist.
Well, you know what? And here's the thing is that if they're saying it because he's running for president, they've got to try and put hooks on him. Because he's running against Hillary, who is obviously inept and has no business running for president. You know, they talk about Trump has no business. Well, I tell you what, Hillary has no business running for president. And the fact that she's here shows what backdoor deals can do for you in this country. Where Trump comes up and fought all the backdoor deals and was put into it by the vote of the people. Now, there's a lot of people who don't like that. Well, so what? Then, you know what? Then the people will speak on November 8th.
Yes.
But they're
so
going to, you know what?
All they have is just insignificant comments.
Well, it is. They are. So, okay. Thanks,
okay,
Roberta.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
And by the way, we were talking about Kellyanne Conway. She's Trump's campaign manager. She is the first woman to ever manage a Republican presidential campaign.
Okay. Hey, I talked about.
Wait, Bob is going to do the thing on the computer.
Yeah.
Without further ado, those of us who enjoy our lightweight tablets and smartphones and things that pack a lot of computing power into a small package, Carl, during your military career, you saw portable computers evolve from something roughly the size of a suitcase to something that slips in a pocket.
I remember the what was it called, the Compass or something like that?
Yeah, the Compass.
It was green and put into this briefcase type thing. And we didn't get that one right away. That had to work its way down to us.
Yeah. The early portable computers were about the size of a Samsonite suitcase and not a lot of power in there and weighed, you know, close to 30 pounds. The Grid Compass was a game changer. It only weighed 12 pounds. and sold for a mere $8,000, and compared to today's tablets and laptops, was pretty much an oversized calculator. But it was a game changer when it came to industrial. In fact, it was sent into space on a space shuttle mission.
Yeah, and it was built. It was built for the military used it, and like you said, it was government things because the government could afford to pay that much money. But then,
for those of you who are Apple fans, and if you've looked at the price now, there are actually two MacBook Pros sitting in the control room here because both Linda and I happen to enjoy the Mac system. But there's people who say they're way overpriced. Mac is way overpriced for what you get, et cetera, et cetera. Well, if you think that maybe a modern Mac Pro is somewhat overpriced, how about the very first Apple computer put together by Steve Wozniak and Steve Jobs in Silicon Valley back in the day, which recently sold at auction for, drumroll please, $815,000 without any drives, without any software, without any keyboard, just the motherboard hand-soldered by the computer pioneers.
Hand-soldered.
It was. Can you imagine?
Somebody's a collector.
They were sitting back in their garage, and this is where it was done, figuring out, we can do this, and now one of them's dead. That shows you something, is
the
that no matter how
viral.
Much money you have,
yeah.
If it's your time, it's your time there, buddy.
Yeah.
Okay, now.
Speaking of time.
Okay.
You wanted me to cover
this
story.
Yeah, you might as well cover it because I'm not going to, because the Democrats voted down a bill to start a veterans court. It had passed through the assembly at 100%, both Democrats and Republicans, so yay. It gets into the Senate. And it passed through two committees, and yet then the Senate Appropriations Committee killed the bill, which would AB 1672, which would have established veterans courts in the rural, poorer counties in California, which allows those veterans with minor offenses a chance to get into rehabilitation programs and for treatment. And if successful, and their success rate is anywhere from 85% to 98%, depending on which county it is, it expunges their records. And the Democrats in the Senate Appropriations Committee killed it. So, in now with your one about Granny.
Well, a 92-year-old woman who is a two-time cancer survivor is the oldest woman to ever finish a marathon. We thought we'd want to bring you some really inspirational news before we go into our 8 o'clock hour. Harriet Thompson of Charlotte, North Carolina, finished the Suja Rock and Roll San Diego Marathon yesterday in 7 hours, 7 minutes, and 42 seconds, setting the world record for the fastest marathon ever by a woman 90 years or older, according to the race organizers. Despite overcoming health and emotional obstacles, such as the loss of her husband in January, Thompson managed to finish her 16th marathon on Sunday to a cheering crowd. The previous record was set by Gladys Burrell of the 2010 Honolulu Marathon with a time of 9 hours, 53 minutes, and 16 seconds when she was 92, but more than a month younger than Thompson is now. When asked how she does it, Thompson said with a laugh in a videotaped interview, "I put one foot down and then another one. Actually, I don't know. I just love to run." Thompson started running when she was 76 years old and has raised more than $90,000 for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Because of radiation treatment on her legs for skin cancer last year, she wasn't able to fully train for the marathon, the race organizer said. She also faced a staph infection in her legs while she trained this year. She credits her 56-year-old son, Brenneman, for helping her through the marathon with her choice of fuel, water, Gatorade, power bars, GU, bananas, oranges, and pretzels. She is a former concert pianist. Thompson is still fundraising for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, and her.
You know what?
I've got to break in here
because we only got a couple minutes. Is that fantastic?
It's the most fabulous. 92 years old,
and then you just talk about this 102-year-old that at the Senior Olympics that set all these records in the 100-yard dash and all this, and it shows him running, and it's like he's just like, it's kind of almost like. It would be a comedy, if somebody was, pretending. But this guy was running, and he does the 100-yard dash. But this lady here, 90, how old was she? 92?
92
and runs a marathon in 7 hours. Bob, you and I would be lucky to be able to do the marathon in 7 hours. We could have been her pace guys.
How about an even week?
How about this?
And
how about we could have paced her, but we would have had to take turns driving, maybe on a bicycle.
She's a cancer survivor twice, and to think that last year, and she's 92, last year, staph infection, what she's gone through, it's just that pure spirit, that American spirit, that human spirit.
I'd much rather hear that, I think, than some of the other things we hear about people who quit all the time. Hey, we're going to take a break. We'll be back after these messages and the news with Steve Morgan running for Shasta County Board of Supervisors.
KCNR, Shasta Ready.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Donald Trump says he will give a detailed speech on illegal immigration this week. It'll happen on Wednesday in Arizona. Mitt Romney's 2012 advisor, Dan Senor, told CBS This Morning that Trump's campaign surrogates have struggled to come up with a cohesive answer about whether Trump still intends to deploy so-called deportation forces.
No two of them said the same thing about his immigration plan. It just speaks to the strains of not having a real presidential campaign. When you have a real presidential campaign, you have surrogates, you roll out policy, you coordinate. There's none of that going on. It's chaos.
Trump is expected to unveil his second TV ad of the general election today, an ad focusing on his economic message. Trump says working families will get tax relief. Under Clinton, he says spending goes up, taxes also go up. Well, some of the out-of-pocket expenses are really rising for hardworking American families under Obamacare, making it more and more unpopular with many as they see their premiums rising. And as Greg Clugston reports, Obamacare is now struggling in many parts of this country.
In the final months of the Obama administration, the president's signature domestic policy is showing signs of distress. Healthcare premiums are expected to jump by double digits in many insurance marketplaces. Meanwhile, several big-name insurers have dropped out of the healthcare exchanges after losing hundreds of millions of dollars. Critics believe Obamacare will go down as a failed experiment, while supporters say the program simply needs a few adjustments. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Forecasters are watching a tropical storm as it cuts an uncertain path toward Hawaii, potentially coinciding with a visit by President Obama this week. In addition to that, there's also a hurricane brewing up in the region.
Hurricane Lester, and that's what it is right now, a Category 1 hurricane, is expected to remain a hurricane all the way through the work week into Friday.
And meteorologist Chevy Chevalier at the Central Pacific Hurricane Center says that could make things interesting this week as President Obama plans to visit Hawaii. More on these stories from townhall.com.
It started at bunco night. A little tickle my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Chicago police say that the shooting of Dwayne Wade's cousin, an apparent accident as the gunmen were aiming at somebody else, but still underscore the city's problem with repeat offenders. In this case, two brothers out on parole, one already wearing an ankle bracelet to monitor his movement.
He's on an ankle bracelet, and he has freedom of movement, I think, between about 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. And the freedom of movement is normally to do what he has to do, possibly look for a job. Obviously, this individual chose to use his time by killing someone.
That is Chicago Police Commander Brendan Denahan, who made those comments yesterday at a press conference. Meanwhile, there was a get-together last night to honor the victims who were killed in Mississippi this week. Two nuns gunned down by a man who had entered their home. They say that they were remembered fondly by all the people to whom they rendered either free, cheap, or actually altogether free health care at the clinic they served at. More on these stories at townhall.com. Florida Governor Rick Scott heading to Capitol Hill amid the escalating battle with Congress now over the failure to respond to the Zika virus. Correspondent Linda Kenyon has more.
Governor Scott will arrive in the Capitol on September 6th, the day most lawmakers will return from their seven-week-long summer recess. Governor Scott is making his second highly publicized visit to Congress this year, just as lawmakers settle back into their eight-month standoff over Zika response funding.
That is correspondent Linda Kenyon. After facing some harsh criticism over the pricing of its emergency allergy treatment, the EpiPen, the drug maker Mylan is the maker, it says it will start selling a cheaper generic version. It will be identical to the branded option, but will have a list price of just $300 for a two-pack. That's half the cost of the name brand version. Consumers and politicians have accused the company of price gouging since the list price for a pair of EpiPens has climbed repeatedly from around $94 back in 2007. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. I hope everybody's doing well on this Monday morning. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
And before we get to the weather, remember George Winston is here tonight playing, doing a special concert where he's pairing up with some wonderful charities. And as you know that we had him, we interviewed him last week, and it's going to be a fantastic night. So he's at the what's the theater, high school theater?
David Marr
Theater. There you go. Sorry about that. I don't have the information in front of me, but I just remember, yes, he's going to be here tonight. It's going to be a spectacular event. So 64 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have a sunny day with highs around 95, lows around 62. Tomorrow our highs are 91, and then sunny on Wednesday with 92. Thursday is 92, and Friday calls for 91. So as we go through the week, we realize that our temperatures are lowering with our clear evenings. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
This portion of the show brought to you by WellCare MD, one of the first practices in Reading to offer unlimited office visits for a flat monthly fee. That's right. They don't take insurance, but for a very reasonable flat monthly fee, because then it's based on a membership-based primary care practice. It provides unlimited access to your doctor as well as 24/7 access to her via text, email, and phone. They don't accept health insurance, but they take care of their patients. Unhurried appointments that can be made the same day. A doctor who views a doctor-patient relationship as a team, and much more. For more information, call 262-6626 or visit them on the web at wellcaremd.com. Hey, by the way, when we're talking about going out on our on the boat or on our and my favorite thing, the party barge there, it's out at Holiday Harbor. And just because the summer is at the end doesn't mean that there are still not renting boats and bass boats, all types, anything you could possibly want, still out there at Holiday Harbor. Okay. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I am well, thank you. I'm looking forward to a cooler week. I'm sure everyone is.
Yes.
That's
going
to be great.
Yes, tonight we are going to be hosting two speakers. First, Gary Catt is going to come in, and he's going to be talking about the new proposed city tax. And also about the City of Reading's unfunded liabilities. I think more people need to understand what's coming down the track. It's going to really be detrimental to us. And then we also have an announcement that we are no longer going to be meeting at the Vineyard City Church. However, it's taking over new management. We are going to be meeting under the auspices of Eagles Landing, Eagles Nest Landing. It's a new church that's taking over the same building where we were meeting. Okay. So we are having
the same person
come in and speak to us and tell us what his vision is with this new church. It's a ministry church. So we're looking forward to hearing what he has to say. I love the name, Eagle's Nest.
And he's going to be there. I mean, it's the same place, though.
Yes, we are at the same place, 3276 Bocelli Lane. It's just under the auspices of a new church. Eagle's Nest is what they call themselves.
Huh.
Eagle's Nest Ministries.
Oh, I'll be darned.
International.
International.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
So we're looking forward to hearing what he has, what his vision is for this new church.
Well, good. Okay, so that's tonight at 6 p.m.
Tonight at 6 o'clock. We invite everybody to come on out.
All right.
Great.
Thank you so much there, Sally.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Hey, you know, we are having every one of the people that are running for office on, not just once, but several times. And for our Board of Supervisors for District 4, Steve Morgan. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, guys. Glad to be here. Thank you for the invitation. I'm really tickled to death to be here and speak with you both.
Well, tell us who Steve Morgan is.
Steve Morgan is, he was born in 1943 on Mare Island Naval Shipyard. I lived in Vallejo for many years, and then when the shipyard shut down, we went down to San Diego. And then after 10 years there, we moved up here. My aunt offered me her house out in the city of Shasta Lake, and when my wife came home from work, I told her about buying a house.
And she said?
She said, oh, okay. She'd been up there before, and she loved it. And I told her that don't worry about the weather. It's dry, not wet, and, you know, the heat won't bother you. And
did she believe that part?
Kind of. But after a couple of weeks, she says, you know, you fibbed to me.
So you've been there since 2002.
Yes, I have. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, the heat doesn't bother you. You know, I heard that. They go, it's a dry heat. You know,
yeah.
I've been in 120, 125 degree weather. You know what? Dry heat bothers you. It bothers me. You know, to say it doesn't bother you, you go, oh, yeah, it does. Yeah, it gets hot.
Right.
Okay.
Well, when you went into, like, semi-retirement as an electrical contractor, you have to work in all kinds of environments.
That is correct.
Under the house.
Under the house, in the attics. But the trouble is I had to limit that because of all my years of working on naval vessels, and my hips and knees kind of went south on me. And so I've kind of do mostly light switches and receptacles and ceiling fans, something that I don't have to crawl up in the attic. But it mostly for the seniors, you know, and I give them a discount rate and go help them out as much as I can. And
it's one of your passions.
Yes, it is. Seniors are, well, I'm a senior myself, and I believe that, you know, the seniors have got a tough road to travel because a lot of them, they don't understand what's going on in this world. And when they go to the doctor, they don't understand some of the information that he gives them and that. And so that's why I got on the Commission on Aging, Shasta County Commission on Aging, is to hopefully help some of that.
So you also are, you're another important issue is your Redding's proposed half-cent tax bill increase.
Yes, I am, because it's not only going to be for Redding, but it will be for the county. But we got to think about this way, too, that when Redding adds policemen and they add firemen to the thing, they also are going to help out the county because of mutual aid to the different parts of the county, to Shasta Fire, Shasta Lake Fire, Anderson Fire, and Cottonwood. Also, same way with the police department. And also more jail space for the county and the sobering center. And I think these are important values that need to be taken care of.
Okay, we're with Steve Morgan, who's running for District 4 Board of Supervisors. I want to take a little bit of an early break here and then come back and talk about, let's talk about D&E, about what that can mean to the county. I know what it means to the city.
Mm-hmm.
But then also, the county, the county finances and some other, your thoughts on business permits and all these different things that have an impact on business here in Shasta County. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 25 years with Martin, who is a veteran, and his people there. And again, everybody knows, if you listen to the show, that when we blew out our compressor, when the compressor blew itself up on a Friday evening, how Martin and Alliance Heating and Air came to the rescue
and have given us better air conditioning than we've ever had in the house. It is so, it comes out so strong that the other day I literally saw Elk Killer leaping off the couch with her little fly suit on, and she drifted across the whole front of the living room. Did you see that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You could see her air blow back.
You could see the air lifting her up.
Yes, her ears.
She was using her ears as little air alarms.
Yes.
Like that as she was going across the living room. Okay, may not have been quite that strong, but it's better than it's ever been. Alliance Heating and Air, give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air, voted best in the North State, 2015. We'll be right back with Steve Morgan talking about politics right here on KCNR 1460.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Walk in the Park. With a Pomeranian, a Dachshund, a Golden Retriever, and a Pug, Brandon always has his hands full. No matter where he goes, he can always rely on Tri-Counties Bank's service with solutions, even when he's on the run. He can easily fetch the cash he needs at more than 25,000 surcharge-free ATMs nationwide, make smartphone check deposits in a flash, and check his finances online from a park bench while the dogs check out the squirrels. With convenient access to his accounts, branches throughout Northern and Central California, and real bankers to call 7 days a week, Brandon's finances are a walk in the park. Over 25,000 surcharge-free ATMs, mobile and online banking, service that's always by your side. For personalized problem solving anywhere, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions. Member FDIC.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to two Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Sha-la-la-la-la Monday. 8:18 in the morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Currently 65 degrees in the downtown studios. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Budget Blinds. Hey, let Jerry come over to your house, show you how to keep the heat out and the coolness in. That and any other type of window covering you could possibly want. Do your whole house or parts of your house, whatever makes you happy. And that's Budget Blinds at 226-9027, or visit them on the web at budgetblinds.com. The man can do it. He and his crew can do it. They can make your house beautiful and also keep it cooler during the summer and warmer in the winter. Budget blinds. Hey, we're here with Steve Morgan, candidate for District 4 supervisor, and we're meeting Steve here for the first time, in the sense of having him on the show for the first time. We've talked about Measures D and E. Now,
yes,
Measure D will raise the taxes a half a cent, and a percentage of that is supposed to go to the county.
That is correct. $5.5 million, I believe, is the figure. And that's what Measure E is about. Measure E is a group of citizens.
Is that $5.5 million a year?
I believe.
Or over the period?
I believe so, $5.5 million a year. And that's for a 10-year
because you're supposed
period.
To get, so you mean so like 40% of it's going to go to, it's going to raise $11 million a
right,
year.
Right, right.
So for $5 million would be like 40% of
right.
that.
Well, that's the
go.
Figures that I saw in the Record Searchlight. So
okay. Well,
I'm going to have to go with that one.
Okay.
And I think that Measure E, if that passes also, there's a group of citizens that the Reading City Council has appointed, and I believe that they will honestly give that money to the county, because the county can use it for extra jail beds. They can use it for helping out the mental health clinic and also for the sobering center.
You know that those citizens have nothing to do with how that money's spent.
That is correct.
The fact that they're put on there, to me, says is perhaps the city council can't be trusted to spend the money the way it should be.
That's true. And that's one of my worries, that we're having an election and there's a possibility of two new council persons being on the council, and they may have different ideas. And that would be my only worry. But I think it would be political suicide for them not to grant that money to the county. It can happen because it's going into the general fund, and anything that goes in the general fund is
suspect.
Free for all.
Yeah, it's suspect.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's talk about then. So what would the where would the county, in your opinion, spend this money?
Well, from what I understand, and from I've got an appointment with Sheriff Basinko, is to on extra jail beds. They would like to get extra jail beds so we don't have people going in the front door of the jail and out the back door the same day. And that's half the problem. You know, they're not high-level crooks or whatever. And, you know, we need to show that we mean business. You know, we keep them in there because they're coming in, they're going out, they're committing the same crime over and over again, and they have no
well, we're already building. We're already building the adult rehabilitation center. The
That's
ARC.
Correct. Right.
So the other one, since the courthouse has been shut down, or the building of the courthouse has been shut down. Where else would that money be used? What other jail facilities?
Well, it can't go towards a RAC for the main reason it would change all the plans, and they would probably shove the building of it out, another year or so. And it would wind up costing more money than what they're putting into it already.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that also looking for deputies, I'm hoping that the sheriff will have enough money left over to add extra deputies for the upper portion of District 4. From what I've talked to some of the people up there, that's what their hopes are.
The sheriff's department pays a third lower than the city does, and they have a tough time hanging on to their deputies. Would
right.
you support a wage increase for the deputies?
If the money is there, that's the problem. When I was, I still am, is on the Shasta Lake Fire Protection Board. And when I first got on it, we were losing people left, right, and upside down. We were getting them trained, and they'd go to Reading or some other fire department where they get extra money. We just couldn't afford it because our budget was, you know, fixed because of we got with tax money. And I believe that the county is the same way. You can only cut the pie so fine before you run out of pie to cut. And unless they have extra revenue, which could be with a half cent sales tax, then maybe that might be a possibility. But every time that I've gone to the supervisors' meeting, they seem to everything is under. We haven't got the money, or we've got to look for the money, and
they say that
all
the
time.
Seems
to be a problem.
They say that all the time.
Yes, they do.
Well, Steve, where did you? I mean, it shows obviously through your information That you've been really involved with the community.
Yes.
That you also, your issues are the water supplies, twin tunnels in the Delta, elder abuse, and your concerns about our country, our county, et cetera. You know, you're just an activist. You're
right.
Really involved. Mm-hmm. What is this? What about twin tunnels in the Delta? What for?
Okay, the reason I mentioned twin tunnels in the Delta is because Metropolitan Water District and a couple others are real powerful in that area, and they bought up five of the islands. The judges and the courts have said that those people can go on the farmers' lands without permission and do testing anytime they want to. And my fear is that once they build the twin tunnels, because there's no taxpayer vote on it, that it'll draw a path up to the city up to Shasta Dam. And the federal government, I don't believe, will ever put the money in to raise Shasta Dam. But if the Metropolitan Water District and the other water districts get together, they could raise the money and possibly raise the dam, which would cause all kinds of problems for the business owners. For the
So you're
Indies.
Against the raising of the dam?
I see no use for it. I really don't.
Being able to hold more water?
Well, yeah. I don't, you know, you look at this year, we've had good rains and everything else, and it kind of filled it up. It didn't fill it up all the way. Because when it fills it up, then you have to open the sluice gates to let out the excess water downstream. And I just don't believe raising Shasta Dam is beneficial to anybody. You know, to the Indians or to the business owners, because they're not going to get compensated for what they should be. And is the government going to relocate them and pay them what they should, you know, for the years that they've been in business or the years that they could have been in business if they shut them down? And the Indian sacred sites, a lot of them are gone. A lot of them were gone when the Shasta Dam was built. So we have a problem there. But I really don't see in the foreseeable future the raising of the dam unless the twin tunnels get built, and they build what I think of as building a pathway all right up to Shasta Dam if they do get built. And that water that's going to go out through them is Sacramento River water, which is coming right out of the dam.
A lot of people feel not good about the twin tunnels. I just have not really, we've never discussed it really.
Well, we have, but it's been a couple months ago, mm-hmm. and it's been in relation to water problems and water storage and all this, that again, the twin tunnels is something that it's another one of those Governor Brown things, like
yeah.
The high speed train. Steve, that's going back to D&E. If D doesn't pass,
mm-hmm.
then I mean you can look at the tax revenue from Shasta County, and it has been static, I guess at best, maybe coming up a little bit, but then going down. Most of the money that comes to Shasta County comes from the state. It's already earmarked. You don't have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
So what if the, you know, and you mentioned it. I mean, you said the pie can only be cut so many ways.
That's correct.
What do you envision to help that pie get bigger as far as helping businesses make things easier for businesses here in Shasta County?
Well, I look at businesses in Shasta County as we have to treat them right. We can't start browbeating them or add extra regulations or other things. If they want to grow, let's give them a break and cut some of the regulations and some of the permits so that they can grow. And if they do grow, they're going to add people to that revenue. And if they add people and extra revenue, that's going to go into the tax fund. And therefore, the pie is going to get a little bigger.
The Anselmo Ranch went through a tremendous amount of consternation, as you know, mm-hmm. between the county and Rivera's Anselmo. He sold the ranch, vowing never to come back. and then you have the new people that bought it are still having problems with the same thing, with being able to get permits here. I mean, I can imagine one, but two. Is this something they need to take a look at?
Well, you know, I have to go back to one of the forums, and Leonard Modi, Supervisor Modi, mentioned that he had to put in a new person in charge, Mr. Simons, in charge of the that department. And apparently, I don't know if it wasn't working out well or whatever, but when you have that much problems, then you have something that you have to look at. You have to see, are the permits being too stringent? Are they exceeding what the landowner wants? You know, it could be a myriad of things. I don't know. If you have a existing business, you should make it easier so that they do stay. And like I say, if they do stay and expand, then they're going to hire more people. And when they hire more people, your money into the tax base is going to grow. And if you keep stalling them out, then it's going to wind up in the keep. Everybody's going to keep selling it because they got problems. And that's, you know, that's not a good thing. And it gives a bad mark to Shasta County that, hey, don't come up here and build because you're going to have problems with the permit process.
And I want to talk to you about that, too. We've got to take a quick break.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Mighty Fine Foods, locally owned and operated by father and son, Ed DeFore and Kyle DeFore, of course, our sports guy here, for over 8 years. They have a full deli and butcher shop with over 1,000 drinks, including over 300 beers. And it's just a great place. If you stop, it's your first stop shop on the way to the lake. Mighty Fine Foods at the corner of 299 and Deschutes. We're going to take a break here on KCNR 1460 on this Monday morning, currently 64 degrees. And we are having a fabulous Monday. How about you? We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, I'm Cody Titus with Properties by Merit. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you can count on me to get the best results. Not only do I represent both residential and land, but I also specialize in rural properties and ranches. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become a reality. Call or text me today, Cody Titus, at 209-0721.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds Thursday, September 1st, inside Elements at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come join me, Linda Bott, as I get to sing my favorite jazz standards with some of the great North State musicians. My special guest will be Rick Hill on guitar, along with Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Verimani's on drums, and Cleveland Bonet on keyboards. That's Romance on the River Thursday, September 1st from 7 to 9 p.m. Call 247-3377 for reservations today, and we'll see you there.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 23 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. It's 64 degrees out there, going up to 95 today, which we're going to have great, only double-digit weather this week. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. You can't get any better than this for a haircut. Seniors and veterans get discounts. It's a veteran-owned business, and it's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue.
Well, you know, our guest this morning is Steve Morgan, who's running for District 4 Supervisor. He is running on trust, integrity, and commitment. Steve, we've talked about some of the issues that you are finding that's near and dear for you to run. Just let me ask you, how do you keep people inspired? And to keep, what do you do in order to get people motivated to make a difference?
Well, I think by my participation in certain events to gather them in and show that I can work with my hands and I'm not just standing back being a supervisor, but I'm actually like the pancake breakfast out in the city of Shasta Lake. I'm out there setting up at 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm slinging pancakes.
Thank you, by the way.
You're welcome.
It's always wonderful.
And eggs and whatever, and people see me out there working, and I think that brings other people in. We have done that, and different things that my wife and I, we go ahead and we jump in and start serving food or cleaning up or whatever it takes. And I think that's what you need. On the back of my brochure, it says grow a community. And grow a community is one of my thoughts that if you participate in the community, such as District 4, and you show the people who you are, what you're going to do, and participate in their activities, then you can generate interest. And that's the main thing. That's how you build the interest. You don't build it by sitting back on your laurels up on the supervisor's seat and not participating in them. They do some, but not enough. You have to really get involved, and I mean right down to the brass tacks. City council meetings, fire board meetings, commission on aging, whatever it may be. You have to participate. You have to show the citizens that you really care about them. And I think I have. And I think I've got a lot of backing. The citizens that I know that keep telling me, hey, you're doing a terrific job. Keep it up. Please run for the Board of Supervisors.
Great.
By the way, we want to thank you for your service, Vietnam veteran.
I thank you.
What branch were you in?
I was in the Navy. I was Navy Reserve, but I was on a submarine in the Tonkin Gulf. And that was.
Are you part of the? Are you part of the cuttlefish?
No, sir, I am not. I am ashamed to say that I am not. And they tried to get me on there two or three times, but I've been busy with these different commissions and committees. And by joining them at this particular time, it looks like I'm doing nothing but politicking. When we were out in the Tonkin Gulf, we managed to get ourselves run over with a freighter and had to limp back into shore. And you can read about it in Blind Man's Bluff. We're in that book about how we got run over by a Lebanese freighter registered to the Red Chinese.
Oh, my. So when you say limp back in, let's hear about that story.
Well, we got hit bad enough that we couldn't submerge. And we were out in the Gulf of Tonkin, and we were fighting a typhoon, which we were getting 30-degree rolls. And it was a chore trying to get something to eat. And we had no radio antennas. We had nothing. All we had was our snorkel mask, which supplies air to the diesel engines. And we limped all the way back to the Philippines. And we got kind of repaired. And they put in some dummy scopes and put in a surface craft radar mast and some other things. And a couple radio antennas.
When you got back, how many days did you have leave?
Well, we were there for about 3 or 4 days at least. And then we went over to Mare Island Naval Shipyard, which is my home. And we stayed there for 3 or 4 months and got repaired and that. And got a chance to visit with my mom, who was the secretary to the production officer there at Mare Island Naval Shipyard. And had a good time. Visited with friends and everything else.
That's Mare Island.
Mare Island.
Okay. In case people weren't catching that. Mare Island. In Vallejo.
Yeah.
Hey, Steve, let's go on back here. We talk about business and mm-hmm. having to grow business. Three different businesses were coming into Shasta County. One was the Churn Creek Bottom. shopping center.
Right.
One was this one out there in toward Anderson, where they had the they were going to be the gravel quarry.
Mm-hmm.
And the there's another car sales or something like that. That was years
right.
ago. But these last two specifically were voted down by the citizens.
Mm-hmm.
Two areas that would have brought money into the county.
Mm-hmm.
Yet a vocal group of citizens stopped it. What do you do about that?
Well, the citizens have a right to voice their concerns. They have a right to petition the Planning Commission, County Planning Commission, and also the Board of Supervisors. I've been down that area quite a bit on different things, going to the Blackberry Patch and getting blackberries and this and that. It's a very pristine area. My problem is there's so much area anymore that's gobbled up by houses or shopping centers. True, it puts money into the coffers, but I think that they could have found different areas. Now that, we're having Costco and another shopping center going down off of, Pacelli Lane, somewhere in that vicinity.
Yeah, but that doesn't help. That doesn't help. We're talking Shasta County now.
Yeah, right.
Those
right.
would have been out. That's still in Redding.
Yeah.
So what about, the fact is that the revenue is static. And government isn't there to build business, but they are there to help businesses provide an environment that businesses can thrive.
Mm-hmm.
Would you support a permit fee moratorium to get things going out there? Would you support something that says from the time somebody puts a plan in to the time it's issued is less than a month, and force people to hold to these?
That I've got to think about. But, yeah, I think that when they put out the permit and start the building process, I think that, it can't keep dragging on and on and on. They have to either get busy with their plans and get ready to build or not, one of the two.
Well, I think that contractors come in here, unless they have extremely deep pockets, once you start putting you keep finding things more and more and mm-hmm. more things that are going on that they say they need to do after each time they turn them in, and then it just delays it for a year, 2 years, 3 years. I mean, look it out at Oasis.
Oh, yeah, that was
in Costco. I mean, it's a fiasco out there.
It was.
And I don't think that the whole thing is on the contractors. I think part of it has got to come.
It comes from the Planning Commission. I mean, they're not looking at it the way they should be. I mean, they're not getting all the information they need. They should be, but they're not. They have to go out and actually look at what they're doing. They have to find out what are all the hazards, what do the people need to accomplish before that they can start building. Get these things out of the way before they come to the Planning Commission. Give them a time limit on what they can, on their permits. If they, if the permit is for 6 months, make it for 6 months. Okay, if you can't make it in 6 months, then you're not doing your homework. The contractors should, before they submit the plans and go to the Planning Commission, know all the ins and outs what needs to be done.
Well, now you're throwing it back on the contractors as opposed to the county workers.
Well, I think it's a 50-50 deal. I think that in order for the Planning Commission to know exactly what they need to do, the contractors need to supply the Planning Commission with the information that they need. Planning Commission needs to be able to look at those things and say, hey,
well, the Planning Commission,
information.
The Planning Commission, if we understand it, okays it. Then it gets into the permitting process.
Yeah. Well,
is that
right? Well, I imagine so, but if you don't look into the plans and everything else with due diligence and look at them really close to make sure that all the information is there, what they need to do, what roads need to be rebuilt, what overpasses need to be
should it take redesigned. Should it take a year for a person to start his planning process and it takes a year to get the plans out? Well, I mean, how long can that possibly take?
Well,
I mean, I've never tried to build anything in this city
or
this
either.
County. But I've heard things that, you know, I mean, it takes you know, years. Some of them have been going 2 years on some of these projects. And I just can't quite understand why it would take so long for this when, you know, we're talking about jobs, we're talking about construction, we're talking about ways of expanding that pie.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I want my county supervisor to do, to get in there and say, what is going on here? You know, is there truly a problem? I mean, Leonard Modi had to meet with people and said, you know, to address this problem, we're going to try and get him back in.
Mm-hmm.
But, I think the county supervisors should be looking at ways to make it easier for business.
Well, I think what I heard was to give these people a list of things that they need to do to accomplish in order to get their permits, to make it easier instead of when they come in, oh, we forgot, you're going to have this, or you got to have that, or you got to have this set of plans or whatever. I think that's how one of the portions on how to streamline it. And I think when you're going to bring in a big corporation, I think you need to you streamline, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, we'll be right back, of course, with Steve Morgan, who is running for District 4 Supervisor. But I do have a correction. Tuesday, tomorrow night, it is George Winston at the David Marr Theater. Tickets are $45 for premium seating, $30 for general seating. And the tickets are available at Old City Hall, or you can visit 1313 Market Street. As well, you can give them a call at 241-7320. Also available at the Music Connection in Reading and Chico. George Winston tomorrow night, teaming up, of course, with Dignity Health and Trilogy Architecture. They are presenting George Winston live, the David Marr. It's a benefit concert supporting the Foundation for Promoting Arts, Education's Pan Theater, the Good News Rescue Mission, and One Safe Place.
They're doing it's for a food. They're doing a big
for the
drive.
Food bank. It's
food
fantastic,
bank.
And yep. We all should get together and support this incredible event. We'll be right back again with Steve Morgan here on KCNR 1460.
On Saturday, September 10th, bring your family to the fair, the annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair.
Hi, my name is Chad David here at Orchard Nutrition Center. We've been holding our annual health fair for several years now. Our goal is to show the community what's out there for organic, GMO-free, natural. Show what vendors are actually local to Shasta County, Trinity County.
You'll have an opportunity to sample some of the Orchard Nutrition Center products and talk directly to vendors. Enjoy great food from the barbecue, including chicken and sausage from Smart Chicken, beef from Hat Creek Grown, and the always delicious Orchard Pizza. Entertainment from blues guitar singer Jimmy Limo, and plenty of fun for the kids, including a reptile party, raffles, and much more. The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, September 10th, at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. For more information, visit them on Facebook or online at orchardnutrition.com. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
There's no better time than today to head into Reading Kia during their top quality sales event.
Here's your best deal on a 2016 Kia Optima. Zero down, zero first month's payment, zero security deposit, and $249 per month plus tax. ID 079711. Zero down, zero first month's payment, zero security deposit, and $249 per month to lease a brand new Optima.
36 months, 36,000 miles. Or how about a rock-solid Kia Sedona compared with Odyssey and Sienna? Now $25,895 after $1,000 Kia customer cash. ID 185685.
This is not your mama's minivan.
One at this price, nine in stock. And every vehicle sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any deal document processing charge, must lease through Kia Motors Finance for Optima offer. Mileage penalty, 20 cents per mile over 36,000 miles on approval of credit subject to prior sale.
Reading Kia, Cypress Avenue, Reading. Kia.com sale ends September 5th.
Is there anything more relaxing on a warm summer day than your patio?
Budget Blinds is locally owned and operated and knows how to make your outdoor space in our area as comfortable as possible. Jerry and the whole Budget Blinds staff offers proper installation of patio shades and exterior window coverings, including solar shades, which can help you save on costly energy bills. Budget Blinds Redding Red Bluff also offers a variety of breathable fabrics and exterior window coverings, including window screens. Don't wait any longer. Give your patio or porch an upgrade with stylish, sturdy patio window coverings. Enjoy shades that gently filter passing breezes while perfectly complementing your outdoor theme. You'll relax on your patio or porch knowing you've got the perfect fit and highest quality service.
My goal for our customer here at Budget Blinds is when we walk out of the house, it's nicer than it was when we walked in. The customer got exactly what they wanted. If you're in need of custom window covering, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web, budgetblinds.com.
National news with a local view, KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebot. It's Monday. For the last Monday in August, Bad Bob has let August fritter away from us.
29th of August.
Just like he did July and June. Here it is. And here it's 63 degrees, going to be 90, or 64 degrees, going up to 95 today. It's going to be in the 90s, and even the low 80, it's going to be 89, I think, on Wednesday. Can you imagine that? 89. This whole week is double digits and 60s in the evening, finally. But it's still hot enough, my friends. Just because it's in the 90s doesn't mean that you can leave your dog or grandma or the kids in the car. No, they'll still be hurt. So be prepared to take them out. Leave nothing carbon-based in your car. This portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers, Sharon Clark and her just outstanding crew of people that are out there to help. It's an in-home care service. Whether you've broken a leg and say you're out there and you're living by yourself, or your wife can't be there, or your husband can't be there because they're working, somebody comes in, helps out, makes sure that the shopping's done, maybe check on you once a day, or if it's full time in home care, she hand selects her employees. Sharon then she interviews them, she puts them through a background check, so they're bonded, they're insured, and she meets with every one of her clients to find the right person to be able to help you. That's right. You can't get any better than that. Business of the Year, Businesswoman of the Year, Home Helpers. Give her a call at 226-8350. That's Home Helpers. Okay, we're with Steve Morgan, and he's running for District 4 Supervisor. They had a big runoff. And Steve was one of the ones that won in that. Steve, we have our problems here. Things have changed. You've been here since when? 2007, right?
2002.
The city's changed. The county's changed dramatically.
Yes.
And we have people that are, sleeping everywhere. We've got drugs. We've got all this crime. Do you have any plans on how to confront that?
The only plan that I've got is to go with the continuation of care. Put all these agencies under one umbrella. So instead of having two out here and two out there and two out there and the information not getting out to anybody, I believe in that. And that's Christian Slider's plan. But the Board of Supes decided on something else. I think they've kind of gutted the plan a little bit. And between Larry Lees and Kurt Stallman, they're going to go before the Reading City Council and put out their own plan. And they're, instead of asking the county and the city of Reading for X number of dollars, they're planning on hopefully hiring somebody for $100,000. And so I don't know.
It's to do what, a study?
Well, I don't know what they're going to, I think take care of, run the program, I guess, so is what I see.
So is that going to be split between the county and the city?
I believe so. But I haven't heard anything yet. And whether it's going to come up tomorrow night in their meeting or not, I don't know. I'm waiting, because at the last Board of Supes meeting, Larry Lees laid out his program. And
they keep kicking it back and forth. And frankly, we have a county and a city that are, their administrators seem to do nothing.
That's correct.
I mean,
they seem to keep kicking the can down the road and hopefully that somebody will pick it up and run with it. But the trouble is, if you keep kicking it down the can, people are going to give up and say,
What's your vision for the county in, say, 5 years?
Oh, boy. Well, what I'm hoping is the home building business comes back. I'm a semi-retired electrical contractor. When this business went in the tank, I had millions of calls from electricians looking for jobs, and I'm just a one-horse electrical contractor. And I know there's a lot of people have been out of work, and some of our homeless are because of that. They lost their job, they lost their families or whatever, and they're out on the streets. You got the Goodwill Mission is helping out to somewhat, and you have other areas that are helping out with sometimes food stamps, food and that for their families, but a lot of them are living in their cars, they're living under the bridges and that type of thing. And in 5 years from now, I'm hoping to see that the businesses and the housing industry get better. I think that the EDC, with their new CO, is going to put a lot of life into the program as far as bringing businesses in. And I've had some chats with him, Tony, and I think he's got some wonderful ideas. He's already got one program out there called a coding program for computer code, and I think it's
Joe McKenna's in as well in his school.
Yeah, and they get the first classes graduating. I think graduated last week or this week.
Last Thursday.
Yeah, and they've already got some of the people that have got jobs and that type of thing, and I think that's wonderful. And I think the EDC is out there is going to grow under Tony Giovanni's tutelage, and if the county
what
gets
what can through, the county what can the county do to help that?
Well, I think the county has got to step in, and they've got to help with the leadership. You know, that's the main thing, as I see, is we're lacking some leadership in the county, and I think we need to go out and we need to make sure that the businesses outside are supported. You know. And that the EDC is getting all the attention that they need. Mm-hmm. That's what I feel.
What do you want to accomplish specifically? I mean, kind of like your closing statements over there. But what do you want to address that you can do? You think right away.
Well,
even though it takes a vote of three, but what you
right.
could do right away.
Well, I would like to see the homelessness. That's my main bag. There's too many people that are roaming the streets that don't need to be roaming the streets. They've got alcoholic problems. They've got drug problems. You've got PTSD by the veterans, which are being handled, from what I understand, very well, but not enough. You've got, like I say, people that have been out of work for so long that they couldn't afford to buy their houses and this and that. And I would hope that what I could do is convince the board to put enough money into getting these umbrella organizations together to find homes for these people. We have out there on Park Marina Drive, you've got an empty motel that could be converted over and used for spaces for some of the homeless people. And you have other spaces around town that wouldn't take much to be renovated and put these people in it. You know?
Well,
and that's what we got to look at.
So you want to provide housing then for the homeless?
That's correct. And whether it be in Reading or whatever, you've got to have a leader someplace that's going to say, hey, we're going to work with Reading and we're going to, you know, have our meetings and make sure that we get this done and find money, whether it be through grants or whatever, to get these places taken care of, whether we can get contractors in there to help renovate the places if they're not in that bad a shape, or even, you know, whatever it takes. Because right now, everybody is going yakety-yakety-yak and no action.
Okay, good. How do people get a hold of you, Steve? Let's make sure that we have, is there a website or is there some kind of place that people can get a hold of Steve? And who is Steve Morgan? Want to know more information about the gentleman who's running for District 4 Supervisor and some of his platform?
Okay, my home phone is 530-275-1788. And my supervisor for district at AOL.com. That's supvfordist4@AOL.com. And I believe in answering phone calls. I've got a recorder on the home phone, and I believe in answering phone calls as soon as they come in. You know, unless I'm out of town, then that's a little bit hard to do. But the main thing is I ask for your vote, and I would, and when elected, would schedule monthly meetings with the citizens of District 4 to listen to their voices and inform them about what is happening concerning District 4 and the county. I will also be available for one-on-one appointments. Remember, your vote counts, so get out there and vote.
Would you support having meetings in the evening?
Yes, I would.
Because right now at 9 o'clock, if you've got a job, you've got to take off your work, got to take off from work.
That's correct.
To go down there as opposed to being able to come in the evenings.
Right. No.
The county staff doesn't want to do that, but the supervisors, for some reason, think that it's okay to do it at 9 o'clock in the morning.
No, it's not okay to do it at 9 o'clock in the morning. It should be in the evening, because that way then you're going to get a better participation from the county citizens, and they're going to be more informed on what's going on. You know, it's a real simple equation. You know, I mean, it's not rocket science. But I've seen a lot of these meetings I've gone to that really important to put out a lot of good information. They're at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, or they're at 10 o'clock in the morning, and there's hardly anybody there.
I would think that at least they could do is at least try it for a month, mm-hmm. to see, you know, and have some things that are important.
One meeting a month.
Yeah, or at least one meeting right. a month that they could have it, so let other people come
right.
to it.
And then another thing I like is, well, I'm still on Shasta LAFCO, and we meet in Anderson, we meet in City of Shasta Lake, we meet in Redding, and we meet in the supervisor's chambers. In other words, we move around
sure.
so that the people don't have to travel a great distance to come to the meetings. And that might be a thought, too.
You know, that would be great once a quarter they go to a different area, like Bernie or
right.
Fall River or
yeah.
other places. No, that's a great idea.
Absolutely.
Well, we
got to
run here. Thank you so much, Steve, for being our guest this morning. And we'll see you tomorrow here on KCNR 1460. Closing thoughts, sir, Carl.
Well, tomorrow, Haven Humane's going to be with us. Mark Story, Steve Morgan, running for District 4 Supervisor. Thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thank you guys for inviting me today. I've
Absolutely.
Really enjoyed myself.
Won't be the last time.
And thanks, Bob Belongi, for the board. Always a great music.
We've got some things to discuss tomorrow. How good a place is Reading to live?
KCNR, Shasta Reading.
Los Angeles International Airport still feeling the impact of last night's stampede. Hundreds of frightened passengers thought they heard gunfire and took off running. Hundreds of flights have been delayed. A couple of flights have been canceled.
The terminals were locked down. The central terminal area was locked down, and no traffic was allowed to either enter or exit.
That LAX police officer on KNBC-TV, passenger Barry Ross, says she was waiting to board her flight.
I wasn't frightened. There's a lot of very anxious people here, and I'm a mental health therapist, so I've tried to just remain calm.
No evidence of any shots having been fired. Following a firestorm of criticism, Mylan is going to start selling a cheaper generic version of its EpiPen. $300 for a two-pack of the emergency allergy treatment, that's half the price of the original. Hillary Clinton's campaign's been running TV ads for quite a while.